I think we're ready to call the Village Board meeting to order. Good evening and welcome to the River Forest Village Board meeting of Monday, December 11th. It's just a little after 7 o'clock, 7:05. If I can ask the clerk to take the roll call, please.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Carji.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Conti.
Here.
Trustee Hennig.
Here.
Trustee Gibbs.
Here.
President Odusi.
Here. Can I ask you all to stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, so it looks like a lot on the sustainability, and I assume it's just updates of some of your meetings. So before we go into maybe Jan, you're the only one that is Jan Sager. Where are you? Maybe if you can, because I don't think it fits any of these or into our agenda item. So I'm going to have Jan go first, and then I'll ask Katie. Next.
Hi, Jan Sager, 435 William. Today I traveled around our new updated website, and it looks great. Navigation is easier, it's more intuitive. I think it's a little faster. The time and the money were well spent. Thank you. So 700 block of William has been in the news recently. There is a certificate of appropriateness filed to demolish one of the homes on the block. There was a book that was published by William Storer with Richard Johnson and Dominic Watts a few years ago called The Anonymous Frank Lloyd Wright and the 700 William Street River Forest Project. So I'm going to present the book to our village, and it will be on hand. It has a wealth of information about each of the homes and how the block was laid out. It was a planned development, maybe the first one in the country and probably now the only one. So here you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Jan. We appreciate it. You can give it to our Jonathan or, yep, is a steward of our books.
New title. Bookstore and library.
maybe you could get that on audio.
Yeah, can you read it?
Can I read it?
Yes, okay. Can you read it?
Anything's possible. We're all about customer service. Okay, so next is Katie Brennan. Katie?
My name is Katie Brennan. I'm a resident of River Forest 1419 Park. And I'm also the chair of River Forest Sustainability Commission. And on behalf of the Sustainability Commission, I want to thank President Odusi and the Board of Trustees for your leadership, your time and attention to helping River Forest to reduce global warming and effects of climate change. Based on your leadership, President Odusi was invited to be one of 10 mayors and municipal presidents who represented all of Illinois last week at the Chicago Climate Summit. I laud the village for its important work, and I'd like to provide a brief history of how local municipalities and River Forest in particular came to lead these efforts. In 2005, the U.S. Conference of Mayors created the U.S. Mayors Climate Protection Agreement, which commits participating cities to specific actions regarding land use, reduction of greenhouse gases, and support of greenhouse gas reduction legislation. The Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement now has more than 1,060 mayors who have signed on behalf of their municipalities. In 2009, Chicago created the Chicago Climate Action Plan, which contains strategies for combating climate change threats to Chicago. The plan has recommended solutions in five areas for residents, businesses, and municipalities. The five strategy areas are energy-efficient buildings, clean and renewable energy sources, improved transportation options, reduced waste and industrial pollution, and adaptation. This Chicago Action Plan was the basis of Planet Green's Environmental Sustainability Plan, specifically for River Forest and Oak Park, a project that was funded by a 2008 OPRF Community Foundation study and grant. Phase one of the Planet Green project was to create baseline environmental sustainability metrics for River Forest and Oak Park. Phase two was the creation of a draft sustainability plan with goals, targets, and strategies for each environmental sustainability area by December 2010. Phase three finalized the plan by obtaining commitments and building the infrastructure needed to implement the plan. River Forest signed on to and committed to this plan in June 2011. An example of a Planet Green Plan goal is the pledge to reduce greenhouse gas emissions due to energy use in buildings and homes an average of 3% per year for a total of 30% over 10 years. Here is my copy of the 98-page document. In 2014, the Village of River Forest signed an intergovernmental agreement with the Park District, creating a sustainability committee to work on behalf of the village within the River Forest Parks Foundation. The committee was charged with identifying ways to help the village meet its priorities based on the 9 topics covered by the sustainability plan. An example of the River Forest Sustainability Committee's work is the sustainable parking lot on Thatcher, which absorbs and diverts nearly 3 million gallons of stormwater runoff to help prevent flooding, and was approved unanimously by this River Forest Board of Trustees in 2016. In December 2016, the Board of Trustees unanimously voted to adopt the Greenest Region Compact II, a regional strategic plan that guides municipalities to achieve meaningful and measurable actions for environmental sustainability. By adopting the GRC2 framework, along with 62 other regional municipalities, River Forest has agreed to support consensus goals in 10 categories, including climate, energy, and leadership, and to work to achieve these goals both in its own community and in collaboration throughout the region. Here is my copy of that 35-page document. And then in March 2017, the Village Trustees voted unanimously to create a new sustainability commission within the village's governmental structure. The commission's purpose, per ordinance, includes promoting the protection of the public's health, safety, and welfare as it relates to environmental sustainability, and promoting the conservation of natural resources and protection of the environment. One of the duties of the commission, per ordinance, is to alert the president and board of trustees to state and federal laws and regulations relative to environmental sustainability, which may require attention and/or action on the part of the village. As you know, the Sustainability Commission and its predecessor committee have been active in projects that help River Forest residents reduce waste, emissions, and chemicals in the environment. For example, the curbside composting program, started in 2016, reduces methane emissions, which have a global warming potential 21 times that of carbon dioxide, from food waste decomposing in landfills. The curbside compost program also reduces air pollution and greenhouse gases due to fuel consumption of trucks that haul River Forest's heavy landfill waste further distances than River Forest's reusable compost. If anyone present does not yet subscribe to the village's curbside compost program, we encourage you to sign up, and any of the sustainability commissioners here would be happy to help. River Forest and other Illinois communities have consistently recognized the risks of climate change and prioritized the need to combat the causes of global warming. River Forest has been recognized as a leader, for example, with a second of over 20 curbside compost programs in the state. Based in part on our residents' leadership in this area, River Forest was invited to represent the 1,300 incorporated Illinois municipalities at last week's Chicago Climate Summit and reaffirm River Forest's commitment to fighting climate change. The Sustainability Commission thanks President Aducci and the Board of Trustees for your leadership and for dedicating your time and thoughtful attention to these issues that are crucial to each and every one of us.
That's great. That's a good chronology of the events. Thank you, Katie. Next up is Julie Muller.
Hi, I'm Julie Muller, 1006 Forest Avenue. I'm here representing the River Forest Sustainability Commission as a commissioner, but I'm also as a resident, just to talk about some of the events that I attended last week as part of the climate summit that was going on. It was an exhilarating week, and I didn't think it was going to start out that way. It was Sunday night, and I told my husband that, oh, by the way, we have to go downtown to the Field Museum, and he's like, oh, for how long? I said, 6 to 9. And then I said, but we may need to leave at 4 because you may or may not have signed up to participate in a reception. So I figured it was a good thing I got him down there, and it was a bit of a, if you're like me, I like to get organized on Sunday night, and so we were down there from about 4 to 9:30. But I have to admit, I was hesitant, and I thought, what are they going to tell me about climate change? They're going to tell me that, okay, Midwest can expect higher temperatures, like Houston weather by 2050, more bugs, more heavy storms. I'm like, okay, I've heard it all before. But I get down there, and it was an amazing event, an event that was planned 4 weeks ago. It was not even on the books. They expected maybe 300 people. Then they expected 600 people. By that evening, they had 2,000 people. They had to move it to Stanley Hall. They had over 60 participants, organizations. And what struck me was that it was about local, and it was about solutions and what people were doing. It wasn't about, you know, oh dear, you know, bugs and all this kind of, it wasn't even about composting, and I still had fun. So, you know, the Peggy Notabart Museum was there, the Crown Family, Shedd Aquarium, Northwestern University were all there. You know, but what was really struck me when I left is not only was I exhilarated by the event, but when I was talking to people there, I said, oh, I'm from, you know, River Forest. Oh, River Forest. You know, I mean, people knew who we were, what we were doing, and they were saying, wow, you're really leaders. And I was like, wow, people know River Forest because of what we've done. And they were like, congratulations on your commission. People knew about that. And I felt really good about being a resident. So it wasn't just about the commission. And I was proud of our village for the steps they've taken. So the people there had answers, not problems. They identified what was needed in their communities from a woman who was from Lawndale who addressed lead paint. As a child, she had lead poisoning. Now she worked for Elevate Energy to retrofit homes. There was the woman from the Field Museum talking about native plants. So it was all action that was local. And it reminds me of a lot of things that River Forest has done and that they how they address the needs of their residents. And I want to thank you for being leaders on this. The next meeting was Planet Green. This was the Institutional Leaders Forum. And thank you, Eric Palm, for speaking on our behalf at that event. I also gave a quick snapshot of the sorted out stations that are being used in River Forest. I reported that the sorted out stations have been used by over 4,000 people in River Forest through block parties, park district events, and the lemonade stand. That kind of upped our numbers a lot there, lemonade stand. but the metrics that were shared, but they're still metrics. It's still important. And the lemonade stand had a 97% diversion rate, okay? And then there were also reports of the Oak Park Park District diverting over 200,000 gallons of water through their gray water systems. What's incredible is that when I first started going to these events, it was, oh, let's do this. But now there's metrics. There's actual water savings. There's a lot of reports on the LED lighting that's being done in both villages. And John Anderson gave us a report at our last meeting of the money being saved now that all of our lights are LED in the village. That's a big plus. And the excitement continues. I went then Wednesday morning to a Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus breakfast, and I heard from six different mayors with very different communities. One was a planned community with 5,000 residents for 55 and older. One was from Missoula, a mayor from Missoula, Montana, that talked about how they planted hybrid poplar trees to address the phosphorus and nitrogen that was running off into the Fork River. And then also from a master redevelopment plan with strategic climate actions that's happening in North Carolina. So again, all these mayors were really addressing the needs of their communities with creative solutions, and I found it very inspiring. So it was an exhilarating week. I asked the board and their comprehensive plans to truly think local and think of the triple bottom line: people, planet, and profit. You'll be glad you did, and so will the generations that move here. And I just ended the week on Friday with the Leadership Lab, and although it wasn't just about sustainability, it was with a lot of people with a lot of passion in River Forest and Oak Park, and about 100 people attended that event. It was a great way to end the week, and I was really proud of River Forest. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, you can clap. Well, thank you for spending all of your time, too. That's a lot of volunteer time, Julie, so thank you. Next up is Monica.
Hi, my name is Monica Halloran, and I work at Dominican University, and I'm here. There's a slew of us here interested in sustainability. We're just going to go all night long. I can't speak on behalf of Dominican because I'm not in charge of sustainability there, but I've been at Dominican for 14 years and been on their sustainability committee for as long as it's been in existence. And we are very, very proud to be a part of River Forest and the efforts that you're making on behalf of the planet and the communities that we live in. And just wanted to say thank you to River Forest and to Kathy for signing on. I was also at that same event, which was also very inspirational. And so when we hear people talking at their village board meetings about sustainability, for those of us who've been doing this for a really long time, it actually brings tears to our eyes to see that people are looking to make a positive impact on all different kinds of levels, from individual level to the community, community itself, to the local regional area, and all the way up to the world. So on behalf of myself, in my connection to Dominican University, I just wanted to thank River Forest and say continue on with your great work. And in any way, whatever we can, we'd like to continue to partner with you at Dominican. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Monica. Gina?
Hey.
Monica.
My name's Gina Latinovich. I'm a resident for River Forest 17 years, and I just came to say thank you to President Aducci for signing the agreement at the Climate Summit. I find the lack of leadership at the federal level, the denial of science and the complacency about climate change discouraging, depressing, and terrifying. And so when I see, and the silver lining in all of that, I think, is that local communities are stepping up, and local organizations. And so the converse of the frustration and terror with what's going on is to see the positive changes that are taking place at a local level. And so I was just thrilled to see that you were there and that you signed, and you know, to hear other residents speak and to see what the Sustainability Commission is doing is just really encouraging and makes me proud of River Forest and the efforts that are going on.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Gina. Preacher.
I put M instead of Matt.
I
started
doing
his signature, and then I freaked out and I froze.
That's right. Now I know, Matt.
Matt Nabasic, 7311 Quick. Been living in River Forest for 17 years. First of all, thank you, President Ducci, for attending the Chicago Climate Summit and representing River Forest. Thank you, trustees, for your interest in these matters. My comments are broader than just one specific initiative, but I want to voice my support for this board to pursue green initiatives, and I want to give you a rationale in how I think through this. First of all, it's better for the environment. That's a good thing. We reduce our carbon footprint. We reduce the amount of waste we send to landfills. We reduce runoff, rainwater runoff, et cetera, et cetera. That's all good. That usually leads to lower cost solutions, and I'm always thinking about the economics of these kind of matters, and that's important. And it's the right thing to do for the citizens. There are a number of folks that live right around where we live that couldn't make it tonight that said, really glad you're going and giving voice to these important issues. And the last thing, I just want to share a little. I'm a businessman and I run an investment advisory business. And so socially responsible investing is a very powerful force. And essentially what it means is putting your dollars not to work, not just to make money, but to do good. And that metaphor extends to what we're talking about here. And as we think about River Forest competing for the talent of good residents, current and future, it's really important that we undertake these initiatives, follow through, and actually promote them, because I think some of the previous speakers have said word gets out and that makes River Forest a good place to live and it supports our tax base and so on. So I just want to share with the trustees that although I am a tree hugger, I very much think that there's a powerful case to be made for the economic and business reasons to embrace these initiatives. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Okay, I think that concludes public comment. Did anybody forget to sign? If not, okay, we'll move on to our item four, which is the elected officials' comments and announcements. So we'll go ahead and do that, and then we'll get on to the rest of it. So with that, since we started with Carmela last time, I'll go ahead with Trustee Gibbs.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Since we don't have another meeting before Christmas, please allow me to wish everybody happy holiday season and hope that everyone has a new year that brings you and your families a safe and successful 2018. Tonight, we are saying goodbye to a friend and hello to a new one with our police chiefs. Greg's over there smiling already. You're going to have to wait, because I'm going to wait until we all line up to embarrass you accordingly when the time comes, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Then that's all I have. It's snowing out. Everybody be careful walking your cars and getting home.
Okay. I'd like to say good evening, too, to everyone. I'd also like to just share that thoughts and prayers go out to the Summey family, the unfortunate accident of their son this morning. So I understand he's doing well, and hopefully that continues. Then I wanted to share that I also attended the sustainability breakfast, leadership breakfast, and Eric and Julie did a great job recapping what River Forest is doing. I personally enjoyed and appreciated the snapshots from all the groups and what they're doing. It was inspirational, and as was also mentioned, obviously very important, obviously many ways to save money for the community to pursue some of these efforts. So I'm personally excited to see what we can continue to do and how we can expand in the area of sustainability for River Forest.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Thank you, speakers, and those of you in the audience for your dedication and for your passion and for being such great representatives of River Forest. You make us very proud. We'll talk about the Chiefs mm-hmm. after the turnover.
Yep. Okay, thanks. Okay. Wes?
Just want to wish everybody a happy holidays. And hopefully you have a safe one as well. My prayers go out to the Summit family as well. I know we're in a public meeting, but that's on a personal note. So
it's
because
okay.
of the constitutional issues, if there's if they do exist. and also,
I think that was a historic exception.
Want to wish Chief Weiss the best and thank you, even though I've been probably one of the shortest term people, not only in the village, but on the board. But I appreciate all your efforts and work.
Chief, I've been here a little longer than Rez, but you're a professional and you're a nice guy too, and I think that's the two attributes of you that I think really made you great for the job. And I'm sure Chief soon to be Chief O'Shea, will follow in your footsteps, but they're pretty tough footsteps to follow.
Appreciate it. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming on such a yucky night. I just wanted to report that we were supposed to have our pension, combined Finance Committee Pension Board meeting. We had to postpone that because the information that we needed to evaluate was received a little bit later than we anticipated. There were several questions, so we have postponed that and rescheduled that for January 25th, and we'll get an agenda out to the board members with information when that gets closer to the date. I also attended the Historic Preservation Committee or Commission meeting, public hearing. It was an interesting evening. It was a long meeting. I know Jan was there, and so there's just some thoughts that, you know, I was thinking about listening to some of the presenters and the speakers and the commission members that maybe we can discuss at the future when this if this agenda item comes before the board, but a lot of passion surrounding that situation on the home that is requested to be demolished. Mm. Also, I wanted to wish everyone happy holidays and a safe and healthy new year. And I believe, oh, thank you also to Trustee Conte and working with our Public Works and Village Administrator to help beautify our Lake Street corridor with, I hope everyone has noticed and appreciated the extra effort in decorations this year. They look beautiful, and thank you very much for helping to do that.
Okay, very good. Well, I have quite a few things to report on. So first of all, yes, my prayers and thoughts are going out to the Summey family and their son. So I'm glad to hear that he's recovering. The other, I think the fourth, on Monday, we raised the flag, our Illinois flag, to celebrate the Illinois Bicentennial. Hopefully we need to enter that in to tell everybody that we actually raised it. And
I missed it by
Facebook.
A minute.
No, I meant to get it into the record, Illinois record.
We got a proclamation.
Okay, there you go. All right, so that's already done, checked off. Also, congratulations to the staff, John and Eric and Lisa and everybody behind the new website. We launched our new website. It's fabulous. If you haven't looked at it, please go look at it. And if you see anything that you think needs to be changed, let us know. But I think we got it right this time. I really do. So congratulations to the staff. Third item, I'm also a member of the executive committee and director, vice president of the IML, which is the Illinois Municipal League, and I attended the winter meeting. It was on Friday and Saturday. It was a good meeting, but the major issues that we typically talk about are legislative issues at the IML as well as at the West Central Municipal Conference. And there's two major legislative issues that will affect our community and most communities across Illinois, maybe with the exception of Chicago, and that is what we call the Senate Bill 1451. It's a small wireless facility deployment act, and it's basically allowing the AT&T and the Verizons and company to put small cell wires on our poles, and lots of them. And so there's a slight issue with that, both aesthetically, because we don't want 1,000 wires on our poles, and there also is an issue of fee. Normally we get a right to control what goes on our poles and at what cost. This legislation would kind of abdicate that to basically what the state decides So both the West Central Municipal Conference and the IML are, the West Central Municipal Conference is opposed to that legislation. Currently, it passed the House and the Senate, but the Senate, President Culleton is holding it. The second Senate bill that we oppose is Senate Bill 851, which is a property tax freeze bill. And currently, it passed the House, and it's now in the Senate. It will probably hold in the Senate for hopefully some time. But, you know, property tax is an interesting topic. I don't want anyone to walk out of here thinking we're not interested in property taxes and lowering your property taxes. We are very much interested. A freeze wouldn't necessarily do that for 2 years or 3 years. It would hold the line, but then it would dramatically go up because most of your taxes go to our wonderful school system. 72% of your taxes go to D90, D200, and Triton Community College. And so those are the ones that would get hurt, not necessarily the village. We get 11%. Township gets 1%. I think the Park District gets 5%. So, you know, we have a great school system. And so we support, you know, responsible property taxes. So just to give you an update. The fourth item is the ones that were the item that was talked to about just a little bit ago about the climate summit that I attended on Monday and Tuesday, well, primarily Tuesday. Again, I'm thrilled. I was one of 10 that was asked to join the summit. I believe there was 52 mayors across the United States and around the country. And the purpose was to get together to reaffirm, and I believe that's why we were asked to be there, is to reaffirm what we already do as both a board and as a community. And as Katie and Julie and others have said it so eloquently, we have done quite a bit, and it's under all of your leadership around this table to get it. You know, that's why we got it done. And so I look at projects like the Northside stormwater project that we did successfully under Eric's leadership. We did that not because we wanted to spend $20 million, but we did it because we wanted to avoid basements being flooded. And why have they been flooded? Is because we've seen for the last 7 years 100-year rainfall. Had we not seen 100-year rainfall, chances are that problem wouldn't have faced us that quickly. The LED streetlight project that, again, the administration did so well. I mean, most municipalities are trying to catch up. We've already completed our LED streetlight replacement program. So you all should be very pleased with the administration and the trustees around this table for allowing that to happen. I look at the paver programs that we put in place. It's a costly thing to do, but at the end of the day, we all agreed unanimously that it's the right thing to do to avoid water going into our sewer system. And then last, of course, the composting project that is so important to our, you know, not only our environment, but I think to our community as well. It teaches our children how to do the right thing, and it does, I believe, reduce greenhouse emissions as well. So we can do our part in all the way around on sustainability issues. So I was very pleased to sign the Chicago Charter because it wasn't just the right thing to do. It aligned with everything we do. So so that happened, and there was a lot of good little things that kind of came out of it. I thought this was kind of cute. Katie, you should look at this. It was like it's just a bookmark, but it shows climate positive and all their initiatives on the back. It just gives it a little, you know, kind of an advertisement of the things that the initiatives that we're creating. The other thing that I thought was really neat, they talked about, I was on the transportation subcommittee, and we talked about bike paths and I think Pace Bus does this. It's a Uber-like PACE bus. So right now, PACE and most of our CTAs take a route, and they'll go down Harlem, or they'll go down Lake. And I know that PACE and other bus companies are thinking about creating a Uber-like, like where they'll pick you up, and it'll still be a PACE bus. It will be still a a public bus, but it will be more friendly, if you will, and it will get you where you need to be, quickly and fast. So that was a good idea. And then the last idea that came out of it, which I thought was interesting, is dockless bicycles. So instead of docking your bike with the Divvy bikes, as you see, I mean, even though Divvies are very successful, they're also can be somewhat impractical because you got to get the Divvy back into the docking station, and not necessarily is your home necessarily near a docking station, so or where you maybe potentially have to bike to. So dockless biking is kind of an interesting concept. I something we might want to think through about, think through it and see if it's something that makes sense for our community. So that's with the climate. I'd be happy to take any questions on that, but it was a great summit for me, and I met a lot of great mayors around the North America. The last thing, and I forgot to mention, did I mention this? I did go to the dedication of Kite Hall on Sunday. Father McDermott had asked me to say a few words at their 11 o'clock Mass, and it's a lovely hall. If you haven't gone there, this is St. Vincent's new kind of hall for students and for the lunches, so kind of cool. I think that's all I have in terms of giving you my update. Last, I'd just like to say Merry Christmas. As Mike said, this is our last board meeting before the holidays, so I'd like to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year to all of you. I hope 2018 is as good as 2017. So I think that's all I have. So we'll move on to the recognitions of our Chief Weiss. There he is. So Chief, why don't you come on up to the podium so I can slightly embarrass you. And I know we've got his lovely wife here as well. If I can ask Jeannie. You want to come on? Jeannie. Come on. Oh, come on up.
Come on up.
Come on. Jeannie, come on.
Somebody's getting trouble tonight. You're
waiting. Come on. She doesn't want to come up. All right, that's all right. It's all right. We'll get her to come up later. Yeah. All right, well, so I've got a little quote here, Greg. We'll get her up. Don't worry. Well,
Of course I am. Yeah.
So the quote starts, I found that Greg, maybe you can, after I say this quote, maybe you can tell me where it came from. I found that Greg is a generous and pleasant person to work with. He is dedicated to his family, and he clearly regards his employment as a professional, of which to be proud. Each of these observations represents an underlying character well-suited to his position as police officer and ultimately as an asset to our agency. I'll just say that was a statement from Chief Greg Weiss. Weiss's probationary evaluation memorandum from October of 1988. Wow. So they knew you were going to be a leader back then, Greg.
Foretelling the future.
Yep. So tonight we want to take a moment and recognize our police chief, Greg. Greg, who after 30 years, it's a long time, is retiring from the River Forest Police Department. So let me give you a little bit about Greg. Greg started with the River Forest Police Department on October 13th, 1987. He served as a firearms instructor, field training officer, juvenile officer, and
defensive tactics.
Yeah, tactics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, you had a lot to go going on. In 1993, Chief Weiss was selected as Officer of the Year by his peers. That's very good. It's very hard to get. In 1997, Chief Weiss was promoted to sergeant. And then in 2009, he was promoted to deputy chief, and finally, chief in 2011. Mm-hmm. Chief Weiss is a graduate of Northwestern University Staff and Command Program. He received his master's degree from Western Illinois University in police management, and then graduated from from Senior Management Institute of Police at Boston College. During his tenure as chief, Greg was responsible for being one of the first communities in Cook County to deploy Narcan for use by police officers. He also presented one of the first social hosting regulations for municipalities. Thank you, Greg. That was, huge. Finally, Chief Weiss was instrumental in development and furtherance of our technology initiatives in the police department, including the implementation of the Lake Street Business District cameras. Greg and his wife, Janine, plan to retire to Wisconsin. Good job. So he will not be too far away. On behalf of our community, we want to thank Chief Weiss for your 30 years of dedication and exemplary service to the Village of River Forest. And as a token of our appreciation, Chief, we just
have a few. That is cool.
We thought you'd enjoy this back when you're in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Oh no, I got to get a hug from you.
I just got a quick, not one for a long speeches. After 30 years of working for the Village of River Forest, you'd think it'd be easy for me to say goodbye. But in truth, this has been an amazing career for me. I will always be grateful for the opportunity to work for such a professional village board, great co-workers, and a wonderful community. I have been fortunate that I have an understanding wife and a family who reluctantly allowed me to miss soccer games, birthday parties, and anniversaries. I don't know if I would have reached the pinnacle of my career without the love and their support. I want everyone to know that I truly appreciate the opportunities I have been given, and I will always look back fondly on a remarkable career with a skilled group of co-workers. It has been my honor and pleasure to serve the residents of River Forest. Thank you to everyone who supported me throughout the years. Short and simple.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Something silly, yeah. So I don't want to disappoint. The first time I met Greg was around 1993 when he showed up at my house because my house was robbed and he was the investigating officer. They never solved that. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm proud to think of him as my friend since that day. I was pleased with his ascension to chief and will miss his calm leadership, while at the same time, I look forward to the O'Shea era. I'm glad your better half is here.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
He's always doing something.
It's a family effort.
That was nice of you.
Guys. And I appreciate that from the family, just like our families put up with us disappearing for these meetings. Can't have a party without a balloon. And I'm glad you're not wearing your jacket, because in retirement, you need a robe with the stars on the shoulder boards. Just to remember past glory.
I wear it proudly.
All right. Well done.
For those cold Wisconsin nights.
All right.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I got to get a picture of that. Yeah. We got to get that in the newsletter. That was great. Good job. And it fits you, too. It's great.
Can we make comments, too? Yeah. I want to make comments,
I like
too.
It.
Yeah, we got
Chief.
Way to go out, sir.
You should put Chief Weiss on. It's great.
I had no idea what made me think.
Can we make can we make some comments, Kathy?
Oh, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
The rose.
Yeah, so that'll be good for those cold Wisconsin nights in your little remote cabin on the lake that you're gonna be moving to. So, congratulations. Now you just need a snuggie and a nice recliner, and you're all set.
We're working on it.
I can't remember when I first met you. It's probably when I became a board member, but I have to say that you've always been responsive, great to talk to, great wealth of knowledge. You served our country, so we appreciate that, and you served our village very well. So thank you very much, and good luck to you and your wife and your family.
I appreciate it, everybody.
I don't know, Greg. Something tells me you're going to do just fine down in Wisconsin, up in Wisconsin.
He's way too smiley. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's too happy.
It's because he's leaving.
Are you ever going to come back and possibly see us?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay.
I told everybody when
I
grow my beard and long hair.
Right, right.
I love that.
Well, thank you again, Greg. We are...
That is awesome. Will you wear that to the party on Friday? Yeah. You got to wear that to the party. Mike, only you. Seriously.
Can I, all right, good stuff.
Are those stars attached?
Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, I think
okay, Susan like wants to say a few. You're not done.
You're not
roasted.
You can sit there. You can
keep the balloon there. You definitely got to wear your robe.
No.
I can take it.
I love that.
I just want to say it seems like yesterday when you became chief, because I remember it so clearly, and your leadership has just transformed, as you know, the department and the village, and has been, I'm just so thankful.
Thank you.
For what you've done over the last, I don't know, I mean, 30 is the total, but I know since you become chief, I'm just so thankful from what I've seen and what we experience in our department and the great leadership that you have. It's because of you, and... I just can't thank you enough. You've done a fabulous job, and we're just going to miss you. And I can't believe it's come and gone so fast. So I wish you, and you know, the very best.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. I really am.
And you've led, and because of your leadership, I know you've left the people behind you with the ability to lead as well. And so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yep, very good.
Okay.
Anybody else want to add a little roast to Greg? And
that's all right.
All right. We'll let you off the hook. Good job. So, I love it. All right. Yeah.
He'll be back Friday.
Yeah. Slippers or teddy bear or something. All right, Jim, I want you to help me over at the. I want to talk a little bit about you because we are going to get a motion to appoint you. But I want the...
You'll get your chance.
We're not going to roast him here tonight. This is just... I'm just introducing Jim, so we're going to take a vote on his appointment. So I am pleased to recommend James O'Shea as our next chief of police for the Village of River Forest, effective January 3rd, 2018. Jim started his career with the Village on January 2nd, 1995. Since that time, he had served in multiple capacities for the department, including being promoted to sergeant, commander, and most recently, deputy chief. Jim has also served the department as a detective sergeant, a juvenile officer, and an evidence technician. Jim received his master's degree from Lewis University and is a graduate of the Northwestern University Staff and Command Program. Jim is also a graduate of the Community Leadership Program of the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation. And in his role as Deputy Chief, Chief O'Shea managed the day-to-day functions of the department and serves as the department's public information officer. Over the years, I have had time, like most of you and maybe all of you, to talk to Jim. I think he's proven himself as a dedicated member of the department, and I am extremely confident in his leadership to lead our force and keep our community safe. As everyone knows, our number one priority in River Forest is a safe community for our residents and for our families and for the people that work here. And I have the utmost confidence in you, Jim, and your team to do that. So I am extremely proud to appoint and ask the board to confirm his appointment tonight to Chief of Police here in River Forest. So if I can get a motion to recommend, to concur with the recommendations of the Village President to appoint James O'Shea, Police Chief, effective January 3rd, 2018.
So moved.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All right. Let's, anybody want to discuss his background? Or Jim himself? All right.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. You are going to be our next chief of police, and we'll do that on January, our next board meeting in January, right? Is that
January 8th, you'll be 8th. Officially
sworn in. So, Jim, I'll tell you, you've done great. We are looking for great things, and I have all the confidence in the world. So it was a kind of easy decision.
well, thank you, and I'm very honored for this opportunity and also to carry on, move things forward where Greg has left it. And I look forward to working with the board, the village president, Eric Palm, and Lisa and the other department heads. And also just mention at this time, we have a lot of great future leaders in the department. And on behalf of the officers that are here tonight, they also want to thank Greg for his service and dedication. Greg was the voice of Palm. And as you mentioned, he has a lot of firsts. First for the community and first for the organization. And it also put back to the frontline officers that there is an opportunity here after a very long lapse that you can begin as a patrol officer and eventually rise to the ranks of chief of police. And I think that's very important for any organization to know they can move from entry level to the top. But once again, this night's for Greg, and I'm sure we'll have another time to talk about vision and the future of the department. We are going to miss him. I think we are going to have a new uniform standard that Trustee Gibbs has developed after tonight. And once again, Greg, I just want to thank you for your mentoring and coaching and counseling and also having the ability to make me kind of see things through other people's eyes and gain that perspective. Thank you, and thank you once again
thank
to the
you.
Village
Thank you. Congratulations.
Board.
Well, let me tell you, this is one of the best parts of our job.
Yeah. Fun part.
The fun part. Well, the best part. To be able to appoint a wonderful group of people into jobs.
Have that kind of transition.
Yep, and have that kind of transition. That's right, that Susan said. We're very lucky. Okay, well, moving on to our next agenda item, which is somewhere here. It's the
motion to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you.
In its entirety.
Okay. Second?
Any second.
Okay. Any discussions or comments?
Can I just ask a question on item D for the update on the policy? Is there, I know it includes elected officials, is there opportunities to get training for us as well in that?
Sure.
I think that would probably be important. I know it's part of the personnel manual, and basically whenever you do upgrades to the personnel manual, you're getting people to sign off on those new policies. So I think it would be important to actually involve the elected officials since it is covering us as well.
Maybe another John Pate video.
Another what?
It's an important I just think it's an important topic that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, we don't need examples.
Yeah. So if that's something that the board is
okay.
Well, willing to do
have
that.
Any issues with it? No. John, you're,
thank you.
You're going to be a next star.
I guess so.
Screen
or your
Actors.
Voice will be.
Screen Actors Guild.
Okay. Okay, so let's take the vote.
Can I read it into
yes,
them?
You need to read it into them. Yes, you need to do that. Consent agenda. A, regular village board meeting minutes, November 27th, 2017. B, executive session minutes, November 27th, 2017. C, proclamation celebrating the Illinois Bicentennial. D, personnel policy manual update regarding anti-harassment ordinance. E, pre-authorization for travel to Washington, D.C. for village president for U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meetings for $3,000, January 24th through the 26th, 2018. F, authorize abatement of debt service levy 2008B, general obligation funds ordinance, bonds ordinance. G, approve change order number one, final, for the 2017 street patching project for $19,304.29, resolution H,
approve change order number one final for the 2017 pavement rejuvenation project for $3,658.87. Resolution. I, monthly department reports. J, monthly performance measurement report. K, village administrator's report.
Okay. Thank you.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Yes. Trustee Conti?
Yes.
Trustee Hennig?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. We have no items for separate consideration. We have no items on boards and commissions, and we have unfinished business. This is the approval of the 2017 village property tax levy.
Move to pass an ordinance levying taxes for the corporate purposes, levying taxes for corporate purposes for the current fiscal year commencing on the first day of May 2017 and ending on the 30th day of April 2018 for the village of River Forest, Illinois.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? I think we went through this, but any other further discussion or questions regarding the tax levy?
Thank you, Joan, for your preparation. Do you need to, does she need to speak?
I don't think so.
Well, I think we went through it.
If you want me to
answer my No, we did it before.
Okay, hearing no further questions, go ahead and take the vote.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennig.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Okay. I'm guessing you're with Sedgwick, right?
Yes.
It's a process of elimination here. Okay.
Right.
I'm like, let's see, sustainability or Greg's wife.
He didn't get the flowers, though, so he must
Or Jim's have. Wife. Jim's I wife. Could be that, too.
Wow, now he's really turning around.
Oh, now he's the flower delivery man. No, Mike wouldn't do that to you. All right, so up next is a discussion and direction for a new construction sign at Lake and Lathrop. So we have no motion here, but you want just a discussion and direction, and then you're going to take a motion later?
No, so what we would do tonight is we would get board consensus if the board is all right with this at the suggestion of the village attorney, we would come back with an ordinance at your January meeting providing some official variants of this. So the sign code does not provide for any variations. And so what we would be doing is allowing in a kind of a one-off situation, and we would memorialize that with an ordinance.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
I do think they need to be bigger than what they are to attract attention, for sure.
Yeah, why would you like, you're sitting through our meeting, so why don't you get to, if you don't mind going to the podium.
No, I'd love to keep going. Sure,
well, we like to hear a little bit. Trustee Conti, you need to go to the mic, unfortunately. Yeah.
What we would like to do is make it bigger so that,
yeah, you need
people,
to
so that people can basically, when they are driving by it, they can see a little bit
Could you
better.
Introduce yourself?
I'm sorry, Eric Christman with Sedgwick Properties.
Okay.
I'm not leaving, I'm just
So, we also want to fade basically into people's minds that Mexican restaurant and create something that is new and exciting basically for the whole community. And that's why we're trying to cover up the Mahada sign and why we've taken it down and why we'd like to wrap the whole site in it.
So will the fence get taller? Because right now, if you're going to see it the same height of the fence, you can see the, I mean, you're not hiding the restaurant.
So, yeah, I would have liked to have.
Right, no, but that's, a concern that I have is, you know, basically we're.
How high can I make it?
No. But we're creating an exception to an ordinance.
Right.
Which I have some issues with anyway, but I don't think this is going to be the first request for an exception. So if the signs that we permit on our ordinances are too small, maybe we should reconsider the ordinance. I'm just concerned about basically doing this on a one-off basis because it's not going to be a one-off basis. You know, if we develop Lake and Park, they're going to ask for the same variance. And so maybe we should consider redoing, instead of just doing it a one-off, that we consider redoing the ordinance itself.
We can't, Tom. The issue is, though, it might be different every time. They may not. They may want 10 foot and somebody else may want
Right, but then the issue then becomes we don't have any standard sign. We basically have an ad hoc. Someone comes and asks for a variance, and we grant it.
For temporary signs.
And that could be an issue, but I mean, so far they're not running toward River Forest to temporary signs.
No. But I mean, again,
no, I mean, we don't.
And I think what Tom is talking about is just what I heard, Eric, is there's no process right now for it. Right, for the temporary
sign.
So,
well, no,
there's a process
for
temporary. So the code does in the packet. You'll find there's information regarding the regulations for temporary signs. What we don't have is a process for any variance to the sign code. So it's a take it or leave it proposition.
And I think, Tom, you know, you may not like this, but I think it should come to us if there wants there want to be a variance because. They may want 9 feet, somebody else may want 6 feet. I mean, it might change every time in every situation.
Right, but then you don't have a sign ordinance. What you basically have are sign guidelines that we're going to amend whenever we want.
It's no different than a zoning code. They come for variances.
Well, there's more process in a zoning code, though. If it's a minor, obviously, if it's a minor change, then it's not. But otherwise, there's a hearing. There's a lot of due process involved in changing the zoning, in granting variances to zoning.
Yeah, there's more due process. We shouldn't make it arduous, but I'm saying there is a process by which to create a variance. And we have create variances based on situations. So all I'm saying is that, you know, to create a sign ordinance on temporary signs, I just don't know if we could catch them all and what they all would look like.
So you're saying look at it on
case by case basis.
And then it always has to come to the board for approval.
Yeah.
And then we can stipulate conditions of time. Can we do that, Greg? Is how long the temporary sign can be
time
on?
Yeah, you
so
can.
It's really going to be based on the condition of the development?
I think so.
And yeah,
I think
seems
to
be
to
most appropriate just because, you know, if it's a smaller development, then maybe you don't want a big, huge sign, depending on where it's situated, what is around it, what would be acceptable or not. So it is kind of a case by case. And in this particular case, it's certainly something that we've been trying to develop as quickly as possible. And so whatever we can do to help that along seems to make sense.
Well, and it gives us actually control over the
right.
situation, so we can actually put restrictions on it as we discuss.
Or unrestricted.
No, but
start
I'm
with
saying
unrestricted.
we don't want 20 feet fences.
Right. But we're just saying for future.
Right.
I think being flexible is nice to have.
Can I ask, is this taller than the sign that is currently there?
No, it's the same height, 6 feet.
Okay, so what we have there now is what this is going to look like, basically.
Yes,
just
we just
print.
Lay over the top of it the verbiage, basically.
And then you have, since you own the building, you have the ability to strip the Mahada lettering.
It's off.
The picture here shows the.
It's
oh,
off.
No, it's off.
No,
on
it's
the,
off.
On the building.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
I
off on the
that.
Pictures, too.
Okay. It is? It says...
Isn't
oh,
it?
No, it says Mahada. All right, so
it's off.
So that's fine. So that, you know, and then you've covered the corner, which you did when you put this on there. And so do we have to talk about timeline? Like how long does this sign be put up for? I mean, what do you anticipate? Is this going to be until we actually get started with construction?
Well, I think it's on the, it's in the ask. Yeah, I think it's
days.
Between 180 days and 270.
So are we just reviewing this application right now and voting on it next time?
No, he wants a consensus.
Okay.
Right. So what I'd like to do is if the board is in general agreement with this proposal, then again, the attorney would put together an ordinance memorializing that for that variance from our code.
And I think the...
And then you'd vote on it in January.
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay.
Does something need to be...
Yeah, are you looking forward to... Be
I'd love to get it up there.
Can we let him proceed without the ordinance?
The problem is we don't have one written.
The ordinance now, they're at the maximum that your ordinance allows. Without adopting an ordinance to vary from that, there's no authority to vary from the ordinance. So... You've got to take an action to vary what your code says. And that's what we're trying to figure out what the board's consensus is so we can bring it back.
Okay, all right. So, unfortunately, you have to wait to actually put the permanent one up, whatever, in January. But the good news is if we can come to consensus here on what you're asking for is really what's the most important thing.
Right.
Then the rest just kind of gets done.
A very nice sign, and it has that restoration hardware look to it, which...
It's printed. It's ready.
Where's the actual sales office going to be, then?
7577.
It's where Donna's old...
So it is going to be across the street in that we're done.
Chocolate place.
Yes, in the chocolate place, yes.
As soon as I can. So I consensus-wise, I'm okay with actually looking at these on a case-by-case basis, gives the board some flexibility on conditions, and that would be my view at this point, because this is really the first experience we've had with, yeah, this, so I guess we can see how it goes.
Exactly.
That's okay. My view.
I hope this whole development decision-making thing gets so burdensome that we have these discussions every week.
Yeah, right. Well, hopefully.
We want to streamline them. Right.
No, I mean, you know, we're talking about building.
So it sounds like you've got consensus here. Yes. Everyone looked at the, I mean, I think you're going to need that many days to have it wrapped up. I mean, unless you're selling them quick, you know, 30-40%, then the sign can come down.
He's got the sign printed.
I have contracts ready.
No. I meant as soon as you get your...
If anybody wants to buy, we're ready.
So once you get to your threshold, we want you to start building so that sign will...
I haven't seen a render.
Okay. Well, they're in the process.
So you'll have an ordinance next time, and we'll meet it, and then he can. All right, he can go for his.
So it sounds like you've got consensus, and so we'll have this approved in January. So the first day you can put it up is
January 9th.
January 9th.
Is there any way to do it as an email vote to do it sooner?
No. I mean, if you wanted to do a special quick meeting next week.
Got to be in a meeting. No.
You already have. You have a sign there now. I mean, it's.
Who's well, actually? Who's planning on coming to the Christmas party on Friday? Okay. We could post it on Friday. And
who's coming?
I just need four people.
I hope you have enough cookies for all the residents that want to come to the meeting.
Yeah. So we can post it for Friday around noon or something like that.
I'm
we'll
very
figure that
helpful.
Out.
I'm okay with that.
I'm impressed. I just thought of that, but
this will be the first business that we had at a holiday. See, don't tell me things aren't changing.
I can send an email out. Well, maybe around noon or 12:30. Does that work for everyone?
So we'll have it upstairs.
Yeah,
we'll have it up in the conference room, not here.
And notice will be posted 48 hours ahead of time and sent to the news media by then as well.
Okay. All right, so we'll get it done by this.
I hope you appreciate that quick turn.
Expediting a special meeting for you.
So make sure when you talk to the reporter back there, you say, wow, these guys are great. All right, super. All right, so that's direction.
Okay. Wow, Eric, thinking on your feet.
Yeah, I like it. I like that quickness.
Awesome. When I moved to they called me Elgato in high school.
We might have to give him a bomber jacket, not a retirement jacket. All right, so we have no executive session,
no,
so I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Third, fourth.
All in favor?
Aye.